It's time for your North Iowa news on KCHA for Tuesday, November 5th. I'm Mark Pitts reporting. It was a water rescue of a different kind Monday in Charles City. In addition to Charles City Police, the Floyd County Sheriff's Office, Charles City Fire Department, and Floyd County Search and Rescue were involved to retrieve a boat that had drifted from the dock and got hung up on the edge of the dam at the Main Street Bridge. There was no driver or passengers on board. Floyd County Search and Rescue led the recovery efforts, with Charles City firefighters Justin Shuttler and Landon Luft entering the water below the dam to attach a tow rope to the boat and pull it to shore. AMR ambulance was also on scene as a precautionary measure. There's only one county-level contested race in both Floyd and Chickasaw County to be decided today. 3rd District Supervisor Jacob Hackman is seeking his third term while being challenged by Democrat Joan Knoll, former Chickasaw County Auditor from 2008 to 2020. Uncontested Chickasaw County races include Isaac Carter running unopposed in his bid for the 4th District Supervisor seat, with current Supervisor Matt Kuhn not seeking re-election, 1st District Supervisor Stephen Breitbach, County Auditor Sheila Shackleton, and Sheriff Ryan Shaver are all unopposed. In Floyd County, the lone county-level contested race is for County Auditor between Democrat Liz Hamm and Republican Morgan Miller. Both are vying to replace Gloria Carr, who was set to retire as auditor when her current term ends December 31st, but has since decided to run for the District 1 supervisor seat held by Mark Hewen, who is not seeking re-election. Carr is unopposed, as is District 3 supervisor candidate Boyd Campbell, looking to replace Jim Jorgensen, who opted not to run for re-election. Because Jorgensen was appointed to the post, Campbell is expected to take over that seat when the results are canvassed next week. District 2 Supervisor Dennis Kiefer will be the lone holdover on the board to start 2025. Floyd County Sheriff Jeff Crooks is also seeking re-election and is running unopposed. One of the biggest decisions for Floyd County voters today doesn't involve political candidates. A tax levy to raise up to $670,000 a year for 5 years for emergency medical services is on the ballot today in Floyd County. Floyd County Medical Center CEO Donette Willis, a member of the EMS Advisory Council, says the levy would provide a funding source exclusively for EMS-related services in the county.
A fund set aside only for this. Those tax dollars would flow only to this fund and could only be used for these services. You know, as the need arises, when you dial 911, you need to make sure that someone's there that's trained and quality and knows what they're doing and is able to respond to your emergency.
The four entities that provide regular ambulance service in Floyd County will benefit from the EMS funding, including AMR Ambulance, Green Volunteer Ambulance, Marble Rock First Responders, and Nora Springs Volunteer Ambulance, where Dave Lutt says the financial shortcomings is just one of the challenges facing the industry.
Volunteerism is down all over. Our volunteers are aging and aging out, and there's not enough people there to replace them. So we are shorthanded. We're short on funds because Medicare and Medicaid rates have been declining and expenses keep going up. At North Springs, we've got a 26-year-old ambulance that we're running. It's only got 70,000 miles on it, but it's 26 years old, and we need to replace that.
Lutt says there's one ultimate goal with the EMS tax levy funding source.
Yeah, when you dial 911, you want an ambulance on its way and soon.
It's also possible that funds generated by the EMS tax levy could lead to a county-run ambulance service down the road. An EMS tax levy put before Floyd County voters 2 years ago failed to garner the 60% supermajority required for passage. While he's not up for re-election himself, Iowa U.S. Senator Chuck Grassley is encouraging voters to cast their ballots this election season. Grassley says his best advice for adults is the same advice he gives when talking to future voters.
Let me repeat what I tell high school kids, and remember, on my 99 county visits, I probably go to 10 or 15 high schools a year because I never get young people of that age to come to my open town meetings, so I go to them. In America, you have a chance to rule or be ruled. In America, you have a chance to help govern or be governed. And I would hope that you would want to be help in the governing. And the least you can do is vote.
Grassley won his eighth term in the Senate in 2022 with a seat next up for election in 2028. Currently the oldest U.S. senator at age 91, Grassley would be 95 years old if he seeks another term. Election polls for voting today are now open until 8 o'clock tonight. After the polls close tonight, we will bring you update reports from across the state, courtesy of Radio Iowa, and we'll have a final recap on local races tonight sometime between 9:30 and 10:30. A makeover of City Hall in Charles City, which includes police department facilities, continues to move forward. The City Council last night approved setting a public hearing for next month on proposed plans and specifications on the project, with City Administrator Steve Deere saying it will include better utilization of space for the some 55-year-old building.
We're pushing the walls out to utilize that space out in the arcade that's currently just outdoor, unused space, really. And so that gives us some additional working space inside. It gives us areas that are more properly located for guests to come and go. It's easier for guests to actually get into City Hall.
Councilman Patrick Lumley says the remodel plans appear to be a home run.
The safety concerns, we've been talking safety concerns for city staff now for 2 years, addressing the accessibility for the handicapped or mobility challenge. So I really like the design and the layout. So I think it was a home run.
The makeover also calls for improvements to the Ped Mall between City Hall and the Charles City Public Library. Deers also told the council that when construction begins, the project will mean temporary relocation of city offices to 90910 Clark Street. The city will utilize about $1.2 million in ARPA funds towards the project, estimated to cost around $5 million. More North Iowa news on the way on KCHA.